Hello, I'm Fran and I'm here with Simon Parks and we've got a bit of an update for you.
Hello Fran, thanks. Normally of course I would do a newsletter and the situation is so important that we've decided to do this as a video update. Most of you will be aware of the situation in Germany. The German government has told its citizens to store food and water for upwards of 20 days. The prospect of a conscription or a citizen's army is being discussed. And whilst that is in the mainstream news, the real topic as to why this is occurring is carefully being hidden. Now, the argument being put across is that terrorism. Terrorist attacks in Germany mean that we've got to stockpile food and water and we have to have a conscription. Well, that's nonsense, because think of all the terrorist attacks that have occurred, both real and imaginary. When have they wanted to conscript the army? When have they told citizens to stockpile food? So we have a real situation, but we're not being told the truth. And I'd like today to give you the truth. It's not easy to understand, but there are a number of people in the United States of America who we would call the negative Illuminati, who have made it known to the German government that they wish to undertake some form of false flag or attack upon a German target. The Germans, quite understandably, are very cross, and instead of trying to use the diplomatic channels, have gone public using mainstream media to say, if you attack us, we are ready for war, we will conscript the army, we will provide food and water for our citizens, and we will go on to a war footing. Now, the object of that is literally taking a leaf out of President Putin's book, because that's the sort of response he would have done. They hope the Americans will actually back off. The situation for all of Europe is very serious, because I understand that London, the United Kingdom, is also a potential target, as is California. So I wanted to just give you this very quick update to say that is nothing to do with a mainstream terrorist attack. This is all to do with a false flag to try to embolden a third world war. And we really must be strong and not let that happen. So that's as much information as I have at the moment.
Okay then, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you.